next on the 5 o'clock report.
I never thought this day would ever happen.
Biden said, oh, we're going to shut down pipelines to the United States.
We have asked him to back off of these mandates.
Joy cometh in the morning. We will get through this together.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The Ukraine situation front and center during today's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin. Senator Rick Scott of Florida tells Fox News this was an opportunity for Mr. Biden to use leverage.
Until you move all the troops away from Ukraine, we are shutting down your pipeline. We're not going to allow that pipeline to go forward.
Scott serves on the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
Think about this. Biden said, oh, we're going to shut down pipelines in the United States, but we're going to let Putin go forward with his. For nothing. We got nothing out of that.
An estimated 90,000 Russian troops are still stationed on the border with its neighbor. A White House official describes it as a moment of crisis and says the goal is to find a path to de-escalation. Meanwhile, immigration advocates accusing the Biden administration of failing to honor a promise to help Afghans left behind after the U.S. military withdrew from the country and the Taliban took over.
Since the U.S. withdrawal, federal immigration officials say they have received more than 35,000 applications for humanitarian parole, of which they've denied about 470 and approved fewer than 150.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. COVID counts creating concern as we wrap up 2021. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The warnings are grim.
Last time we hit level red in New Jersey was last winter.
In Los Angeles,
our 7-day positivity rate went from 2% up to 12% just in the past 10 days.
A lot of those in testing lines say the times are scary. This woman in New Jersey.
Like somebody sprinkled some in the air because it's going rampant everywhere.
But it's not just those getting tested. Business owners, too, are struggling. This cafe owner in Boston.
We're just scared, you know?
Businesses are coping with fewer customers and workers who are getting sick.
Yeah, Republican governors are fighting federal COVID-19 mandates after President Biden announced earlier this week the pandemic will be solved at the state level.
I'm thrilled that President Biden is finally agreeing with me. We have asked him to back off of these mandates. We have told him, and now we're suing him in court.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
The federal government doesn't have the authority to take these types of actions by requiring people to get vaccinated for their job or to receive federal funding. And I think the president does know that he's on very shaky ground here.
As infection rates ramp up, outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tells NBC, tomorrow night's modified New Year's Eve event in Times Square will go on.
We got to send a message to the world. New York City's open. Our schools are coming back Monday,
right,
full strength. And the way to deal with COVID is not shutdowns. It's even more in terms of vaccination, doubling down on vaccination.
Eric Adams will take his oath of office shortly after the ball drops. Ghislaine Maxwell has been jailed following the jury's guilty verdict on 5 federal sex trafficking charges.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children. Crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Sarah Ranson was not part of the trial, but tells CBS News she was forced into Epstein's sex ring.
I do feel vindicated, and I feel completely overwhelmed for a start. And I never thought this day would ever happen.
Attention is now turning toward the UK's Prince Andrew. He faces a civil lawsuit filed by Virginia Roberts Guffrey, in which she alleges she was trafficked by Epstein and forced to have relations with his friends, including the prince, when she was just 17. Prince Andrew strongly denies the allegations. Oral arguments in that case are set for January 4th. The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to decide if a Trump-era policy must be kept intact by the Department of Homeland Security. The Remain in Mexico policy forces thousands of asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until their U.S. court dates. The administration is asking the justices to figure out if Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has to implement the directive. And Melania Trump is back in the spotlight. The former First Lady has a new project, a watercolor painting of her lies. The piece by a French artist comes in the form of a non-fungible token. Trump says she's proud of the new endeavor, which embodies her passion for the arts and will support her ongoing commitment to children through the Be Best initiative. Still to come this Thursday, new laws in New York, help for hospitals in PA, and hearing the sounds of 2021.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. It will be cloudy tonight, with a spot of rain, a patch of fog, and a low temperature in the 30s. Rather cloudy tomorrow, mild, with a passing rain shower or two, and high temperatures into the 40s and low 50s. New Year's Eve, be mild, cloudy, chance of a shower. Saturday, New Year's Day, cloudy rain at times, the high in the 40s and low 50s. Much colder Sunday, falling temperatures and a rain going over to ice and snow on Sunday.
Now for more what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, a new year means new laws in New York State. Family Life's Bill Price.
Yeah, from sports betting to styrofoam, a number of new measures are set to kick in next week, starting the first of the year. Restaurants will no longer be able to use styrofoam containers. Also next year, 9 mobile sports apps on track to be launched, a hike in the minimum wage also set to take place next year in New York. Bill Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bill. Federal help is on the way in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in the form of strike teams ramping up bed capacity. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti.
We're grateful to the federal government and to the state for this allocation. But of course, this is not a panacea. This does not solve the problem. This does not mean that the ERs aren't still over full. We're still really, really needing people to be safe. You know, don't get together with others in the New Year's if you really don't have to.
The federal strike teams hope to be on the ground running next week in cities including Scranton, York, and Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, officials say COVID restrictions are behind the mass exodus of folks from blue states to states under red leadership across the nation.
They see that we have freedom. They see that we have low taxes, better quality of life. And of course, if they can get out of there, they do. And that's what federalism was supposed to be about, that people could vote with their feet. And that's what they're doing.
Dr. Carol Swain is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
Blue states run by Democrats are oppressive. People really don't want to leave there. They don't have freedom. They have poor schools. They have high taxes, high crime, substandard services.
New York and Pennsylvania are among the top 10 states in the country that folks are fleeing. Next at 5, we hear a portion of our montage reflecting on 2021.
Breaking news from Buckingham Palace. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has passed away. Colin Powell, 4-star general, has died.
Powell, of course, the former Secretary of State, first African-American Secretary of State.
It's the loss of an incredible American.
The passing of an American patriot.
Former Republican senator and presidential candidate Bob Dole has died.
At every stage of my life, I've been a witness to the greatness of this country.
We begin with Afghanistan.
It's time to end America's longest war.
And the dramatic fall of the Capitol.
Joe Biden has been incompetent most of his political life when it comes to foreign policy. As commander-in-chief, he is now dangerous.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago with one mission in mind, and that was to deal with the people who attacked us on 9/11. And that mission has been successful.
One of the conditions that should have been established, we don't want the Taliban to take over the country.
Here you can see Afghan citizens chasing a C-17 aircraft, even clinging to its landing gear.
U.S. Marines were killed along with a Navy medic in coordinated attacks in Kabul outside the airport.
The blood is directly on Joe Biden's hands.
The U.S. labor force may never be the same again.
7 million workers vanished from the workforce. They left in droves.
We can't open up because we don't have staff.
My friends on the left say that many open jobs simply means that employers are greedy. My buddies on the right say that much open opportunity simply means that human beings are fundamentally lazy and getting lazier.
If you've been to the store lately, you may have been met with scenes like this. Empty shelves.
Global supply chain crisis is happening right now.
The reason you're paying more for everyday items, a vital parking lot in the Pacific, container ships stretching across the horizon.
New numbers showing inflation surging to its fastest pace in nearly
40 years.
So I feel like there's never enough money.
We've had this pandemic for 2 years. We didn't have record inflation in 2020. We only had it in 2021.
Inflation, this hits everybody. You feel it in everything you buy.
We've got to make sure that more and more people get vaccinated.
Our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. This is not about freedom.
The president's actions in a mandate hardens the resistance.
People should not be cast aside because they make a medical decision.
Alec Baldwin, the actor, was holding the gun that fired the fatal shot.
I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No.
The 0-2. Left side, Swanson to first.
On Election Day in Virginia,
school board moms are the new soccer moms when it comes to a voting block.
It's now official. Fox News is calling the Virginia governor's race for Republican Glenn Youngkin.
I love you guys. And I want to thank my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia.
What is this thing?
It's an asteroid, sir.
NASA's latest mission plans to send a small spacecraft on a collision course with an asteroid.
Houston reeling after deadly chaos at a music festival.
A verdict has been reached in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse.
This case has nothing to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, residents remember those who died when an individual drove an SUV through an annual Christmas parade.
Well, the suspect is a career criminal.
Jussie Smollett, a jury has found that he is guilty.
It's happened yet again in America.
Tragic school shooting in Oxford, Michigan.
How unusual is it for parents to be charged for their child's school shooting?
I would basically say that it does not happen.
Breaking news overnight. CNN firing anchor Chris Cuomo.
The future of abortion rights is on the line.
And these babies have a chance now.
The heartbreak in America's heartland.
It looks like bombs went off.
There is no lens big enough to show you the extent of the damage.
The Omicron variant.
There is no person on this planet that can give an answer to the question, when will this end? Nor can I.
In the work ahead of us, we're going to need each other to persevere through this dark winter. As the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We will get through this together.
That's a preview of Family Life's 2021 Year in Review. You can catch up on each of our news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Tomorrow, you'll be able to hear the full Year in Review during the special noon report. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. The market erasing gains in the final hours as investors eye the approaching holiday weekend. This period is normally strong for stocks, but that wasn't the case today. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 90 points, the S&P 500 lost 14, and the NASDAQ lost 24 points. Ambassador Advisors, a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Details at ambassadoradvisors.com. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
What will the new year hold? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. No one knows the answer to that question, of course, but I can tell you this. Whatever happens, God wants us to live as people of confidence, not as people of fear. It's easy for us to fall into fear about the economy, about our personal finances, about a lot of things. But over and over again in the scriptures, God urges us not to fear, but to trust. To trust the one who made us, who loves us, and has redeemed us. That's not to say that bad stuff won't happen. It will at times. We'll go through times of difficulty and pain and sadness. But God is faithful, and no matter what, we can trust Him for 2022 and beyond. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast as we count down the final moments of 2021. We do so with some rather uneventful weather. That'll change, though, over the weekend, but in the meantime, it will be cloudy tonight with a spot of rain, a patch of fog, and a low temperature in the 30s. Rather cloudy tomorrow, mild, with a passing rain shower or two, and high temperatures into the 40s and low 50s. New Year's Eve, be mild, cloudy, chance of a shower. Saturday, New Year's Day, cloudy rain at times, the high in the 40s and low 50s. Much colder. Sunday, falling temperatures and Rain going over to ice and snow on Sunday.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, do you collect things? A Star Wars fan is selling their massive memorabilia collection that could go for over $90,000. Auctioneer Andrew Stowe describes the collection as difficult to match, including over 1,500 autographs from the cast and crew and hundreds of unopened toys. The private collector curated his haul for over 30 years. So much is included, it took the auction house 8 weeks to catalog the collection. And that's the world we live in this 30th of December. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.